flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Okay, business leaders, are you playing defense or are you on the offense? Are you just, excuse me, hey, I'm trying to talk business here. As I was saying, are you here just to play or are you playing to win? If you're in it to win, meet your next MVP, NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is your full business management system in one suite. With NetSuite, you're running your accounting, your financials, HR, e-commerce, and more, all from your online dashboard. One source of truth means every department's working from the same numbers with no data delays. And with AI embedded throughout, you're automating manual tasks, plus getting fast insights for your next move. Whether you're competing on your home turf or looking to conquer international markets, NetSuite helps you get the W. Over 40,000 businesses have already made the move to NetSuite, the number one cloud ERP.
Right now, get the CFO's Guide to AI and Machine Learning at netsuite.com/special. Get this free guide at netsuite.com/special.
Okay, guys.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Now we're in a transition a little bit. Come on, Molly and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. We, of course, broadcast from the Score's Hyundai Studios, brought to you by your local Hyundai dealers. Thanks to them. Thanks to Matt Anaya for getting us up and running on Twitch in the morning. And thanks to everyone for calling and texting and emailing.
Most of all, thank you for listening on this Thursday, January 30th. Happy birthday, Chuck Swirsky.
Oh, happy birthday, Chuck.
That's Put him in the Hall of Fame.
Why do you know everybody's birthday? What's that about?
I don't know.
Are you going out to Vegas? Do you plan on maybe heading out and bringing some friends with you and taking all their money?
For what?
Vegas.
Vegas. There we go. Yes. This is a contest. Thank you, Molly, for the cue. The Slam Dunk in Vegas National Contest is easy to enter. Just download the Odyssey app now. Log in and listen to the Score each day for a minimum of 1 hour for your daily entry for a chance to win this unforgettable trip for four during the first weekend of the tournament in March. Stay at Circa Resort Casino. Nice place. Where you can visit the biggest March Hoops party at Stadium Swim. Airfare and $5,000 for each guest are also included for the ultimate viewing experience in Vegas.
Wow. Vegas Hawk! Vegas Hawk!
He's the man to tell you about it. Thanks to our executive producer, he is Dustin William Rhodes.
I had a guy, Joey Jacobuzzi and Vinny, they both, you know, used to battle it out.
What?
That was the funniest call.
And thank you to Brandy Pryor, Mr. Audio.
Took the bait yesterday, and I bet on the Bulls because they were getting 14.5 against the Celtics.
Yeah. Oops.
Oops.
Yeah. And then we found out today that the Celtics, whenever they lose, they win by more than 20. They've done it 8 times this year. New franchise record. And they've done a lot of winning.
It would have been good to know yesterday.
It would have been coming mighty handy. We've got Marshall Harris here. Marshall.
What up? What up? What up?
And he's here with Dan Bernstein. It's Dan.
Oh. My guess is I'm going to get booed. Who is that?
I don't know. Who is that?
Coach Cal.
Oh.
Yeah, John Calipari.
Yeah.
Big night tonight.
Is it Arkansas, Kentucky?
I think it's Arkansas, Kentucky.
Okay. Did they retire Billy's jersey yesterday?
They announced it.
Okay.
It's going to be later in this year, I think. Providence
is
going to.
I thought they were doing it because he was out in Boston.
I'm not sure. I have to look into that. Yeah. I know he had a good conversation with Chuck Swirsky, I think, during the pregame or halftime.
Happy birthday, Chuck.
About Rick Pitino, who coached Billy Donovan. And Billy Donovan had a good anecdote about in college when Rick Pitino said, "Hey, I know I hear you're thinking about transferring. Just stay here in the next 2 years. If you work hard, it'll be the best 2 years of your life."
Wow.
And it was true.
Yeah.
And it's cool to hear him remember that.
Yeah, but now it takes all that and a big check.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, you can't say that anymore.
just stay here. And how much will you give me if I do?
Because other people will give me money right now.
Exactly.
You know, I got to tell you, there are some crazy payments being made to people. Who's the new quarterback at Duke? And how much did that guy get?
Darren Mensah from Tulane.
Yeah, he got
$4 million.
$4 million.
Well, it's amazing. The number.
Is that just because his name's Mensah?
The number, with an H on the end.
Oh,
the number of programs that if they really want to put the collective together, there's so much money available. I don't think it's crazy at all. I just think.
I think it's a lot of money.
They've got a cap.
Yeah, but this is the.
They've got a cap.
Why?
Why?
At some point, I mean, it just becomes. You're building an unfair landscape.
It was already unfair.
I would argue not only is it already
it's been
unfair
all our lives,
but it's also unfair to the student athletes. If and people tell me how much they love a capitalistic society and you know supply and demand, the demand is there. You have different people who want you to work. They pay. This is not that I'm saying I agree with it, but this is no different than the CEO chase when you really think about it. You want the prominence. You want the success of your program. You build so much value off of how well your specifically college football team does that it makes sense to make the investment, you know? And once you make the investment, what you bring back, it can be quite sizable. And these people are sitting on a hill of money, mountains of money when you talk about, as you know, billions of dollars for some of these schools.
What's Harvard's endowment? $50 billion?
Yeah.
Or something
so
like that.
They're going to spend it all on one team.
He wants the Ivy League to get involved and say, let's go.
At some point, if the Ivy League ever wants to engage here, look out.
Oh,
look out. You want to start talking about collectives and.
So now they're going to develop tackles.
Take this, Ohio State.
If they wanted to.
To which I argue.
Seriously. If they wanted to start.
It also require them to lower their academic standards, which I don't think is happening.
Well, other schools, Stanford doesn't mind. Duke doesn't mind. Vandy doesn't mind.
There's a reason those schools don't play for national championships.
Right, but you know, it's hard in football because you got to put that whole
team
together.
That was my point. Basketball's different, though.
It's just incredible to me how the students are looking at it and how these D1 athletes. You know, my son was having a conversation with a couple. You know, some football players, some basketball players there, and they come in with a plan. They're like, look, I'm going to be here a year. I'm going to see where my market is. I'm definitely going to transfer next year. Like, it's not some haphazard thing. People get this impression that coaches are calling and saying, hey, come over here. They know.
Oh, no, they know.
I'm going to play a year here. I'm going to increase my value. And then this school have told me. Like, they've got deals in place saying, hey, go play here for a year. And then, you know, because we got somebody at your position. But the general managers, these guys like Mike Lombardi working for Belichick, they've got a big board just like any GM does. And they know a kid on another school who's going to come play for them.
Yeah, those are the guys who have the power right now in college football programs. Notre Dame just lost their GM to USC. Chad Bowden ended up going from Notre Dame to USC.
Which is surprising, right? Because you'd think Notre Dame could afford
it. It isn't, Marshall, but I think it's all related to the same idea. You know, you got guys, you know, it's going on with coaches as well. Look at what happened with Ohio State's defensive coordinator, Jim Knowles. He goes to Penn State. Why did he go to Penn State? Well, money. He's the highest paid defensive coordinator in America now. So there is no allegiance. The only allegiance is to the almighty dollar.
Yeah, the use of the Group of Five and everybody else as a JUCO school is.
Well, the Mid-American Conference is like that. I mentioned that. No, they become training grounds for Power Four conferences, and that's why you got. It's a very difficult place to coach. It's a very difficult place to play. The realities aren't what aren't ideal. But it is today's reality in college football. You have two different kind of versions of the mm-hmm. sport.
It's funny. We were just I was talking with somebody. We've been gaming out what's going to happen when the MLB work stoppage hits, and they're trying to figure out a call it a cap system or a band system in which there is a range of salaries. And the battle, as always, isn't between players and owners. It's between the handful of owners that are rich and have local money and are trying and everybody else. And similarly, David, there is a vision of potentially a bifurcated MLB.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Whether you want to
buy, buy, buy.
In a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market, Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
I know
where you've got your
you have some
10,
of it now in reality.
Maybe 10 teams competing for the World Series.
Yeah.
And then the other 20, if they continue to exist, are competing for some other trophy.
Right. And in that context right now, like the Cubs are the Big Ten, and the White Sox are the MAC.
The Cubs are on the edge. The Cubs would be in that top group now.
Right.
But
White Sox aren't even the MAC.
They might not want to be. The truth is they might not want to be. So that's
White Sox are a JC.
That's not even – I don't even know what they're doing. I really
White
don't.
Sox are like Missouri Valley Conference.
I have no clue
they're
what that whole thing is.
North Dakota State?
No, because they're too good.
They're very good.
They can beat FBS teams.
Yeah. We're going to meet the coordinators today.
Yes. Right.
The unveiling of the coordinators. We'll talk about what we want to hear, see if the Bears can keep up their PR momentum through today, get some more wins out there on the offseason. Ian Happ has a special announcement. He's going to join us at 10:45. You're going to want to tune in for that. We are going to play Build-A-Bear and Build-A-Bear's defense just to see before Dennis Allen talks or as he's unveiled today. We're going to get a vision for what kind of defense they're going to play and what they're going to need. Jarrett Payton will join us at 12:25 and a whole bunch more.
Have a great show.